Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. Also, things that we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we are so lucky to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset. Jupiter and Saturn will be visible in the eastern sky and will remain with us throughout the evening. The moon is going to be passing through its full moon phase this week, so that means stargazing for those faint objects is going to be rather tricky.
You've got a little thing about not necessarily alien life or something, but you do have something about a connection to things that we have here on Earth having a cosmic relationship.
Indeed, yeah. Gold, platinum, and silver, those precious metals that we Earthlings treasure, have a very cosmic origin. These valuable commodities are thought to form through a process called stellar nucleosynthesis. This is a process by which heat and pressure in the interior of stars leads to the creation of heavy elements, including some familiar ones such as carbon, silicon, and iron. A recent study by astronomers at Columbia University has suggested that some of our precious metals here on the Earth may have in fact been formed in a catastrophic cosmic collision.
That sounds like it could be pretty intense. What kind of collision exactly?
It is intense. The collision in question was between two neutron stars, the super dense remnants of massive stars that have ended their life in a supernova. Astronomers have been studying the aftermath of a collision which is thought to have occurred billions of years ago.
And how do they figure something like that out when the event has passed at such a distant time period?
Well, they studied meteorites here on the Earth. Now, this may sound a little weird, but these meteorites contain radioactive fingerprints that can tell us a lot about where they came from. They also created a sophisticated model of our Milky Way galaxy and concluded that these meteorites were formed from material that came from these two neutron stars that collided over 1,000 light years away.
And I don't think this is going to be what you're talking about Friday, but you're doing a little thing at the Emilo Astronomy Center talking about what?
I will be there, of course, yes, talking about big data and the next generation of large-scale astronomical surveys.
Then that'll be 7 o'clock Friday. And this today was little data, huh?
It is indeed.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fascinating stargazer. And thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.